disease outbreaks have the potential to wipe out Australia's grains industry. That's why when a new crop variety arrives in this country, it has to undergo strict quarantine procedures.
The breeder will come to us and say, look, I want to get this line or these lines from this country. We'll help them out with that order. We'll also help them out with the paperwork, so that the import permit and whatnot. They'll then order their material from any country in the world. It'll come in through customs with our import permit, and that's where the quarantine process starts for us.
G'day, I'm Brett Worthington, and today I find myself behind restricted access doors in a quarantine facility in Horsham in Western Victoria. It's in here that researcher Shane King and the team from the Victorian Department of Economic Development put imported seeds through their paces, weeding out the potential for any foreign diseases to get into Australia.
This is our freezer section. So this runs at minus 18, all fully accredited as a quarantine facility. So all our material, when it first enters Australia and comes to us, has to go in here for a minimum of 7 days. And it just eliminates that risk of possible exotic insects being in our samples, and that'll hopefully kill off that insect issue. But we also hold our prohibited weeds in here long term, so we can hold prohibited weeds as part of the quarantine setup, keep it in here long term, and breeders can then access that through us as long as it's grown out through quarantine conditions.
So it's obviously much nicer in this room. I feel it's a little bit warmer in here. So in there, I noticed that there was some ice cream containers with chickpeas sitting in it, and there was kind of small little orange envelopes, like what you'd... It reminds me a lot of a library with kind of the cataloguing system. What happens in this room? Because we've got some more shelving inside the refrigeration container.
This one's our... It's classified as a drying room. So this one runs at about 15% relative humidity and 15 degrees. So it dries the seed moisture content down to around that 5 to 10%. So that just means we can store material for a lot longer than you would if it was just sitting on a shelf in ambient conditions. It could be in here for anywhere from 6 months to a number of years. So this is basically a holding area.
It's just a short walk from the cool rooms and freezer to the glass house, and it's in here that all the action happens. First you stomp through an antibacterial wash station, and from here the room opens up to a space filled with pulses in black pots. It's a long way from the type of growing and harvesting you'd see at any other farmer's property. As these pulses grow, pathologists continually inspect the plants for fungal and bacterial pathogens. One of the biggest issues is you can't see a virus. So to overcome this, the researchers take a leaf from every plant and test it in a lab for a range of viruses not found here in Australia.
We try and keep our temperatures here in around that 22, 23 degree mark. It's good growing conditions for your plants, but it's optimum for the virus and the fungal bacterial pathogens we're looking at. And that's our aim, is to keep those out of the country for as long as possible. So we're not really looking at getting great yields out of plants or anything like that, or making sure conditions are perfect for plants. We're looking to make sure conditions are optimum for our exotic issues that we could see.
So once you've tested a line of chickpeas and then you've given it the all clear, what's the process then to when maybe a plant breeder or the gene bank might receive it?
Once we've processed their material, the next step for us is to do our recommendation. So we do up a report with everything that has come through and we've found to be free of anything exotic. We then put that together in a report. We send that off to our colleagues in the Department of Agriculture in Melbourne, and they have the final say on whether things are released or not. As far as when a breeder can get their material, as I said, it is 6 months probably in the glasshouse. There's probably another month and a half to 2 months of paperwork. So you're looking at around 8 months, but then that also depends on our facilities and just how much room we've got. Sometimes we're pretty full. We're full 6 months of the year every time. So it depends on the demand for our use of our facilities.
It's probably like asking how long's a piece of string, but do you find that very often you are picking up diseases or pests that do spark an issue, or a lot of things quite okay that then pass through quite clearly?
The good part about that is now with everything evolving with our testing techniques, we're picking up exotics nearly every cycle. So we've just finished a cycle now where we had quite a few virus issues. So we go through and we eliminate those. Those lines will then have to be regrown through our facilities again just to make sure they are free. So yeah, so instead of that being a 6 to 8 month process, that's now blown out 14 months, but again, that's what we're here for.